A-Talk. Best phones, best networks for a whole lot less.
And you don't have to wear a cup.
Unlimited plans start at $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, gym class, getting ready to come your way, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. A real stunner out of the world of college football in Norman, Oklahoma this afternoon. Within the past hour or so, Bob Stoops stepping down as Oklahoma Sooner football coach. We'll get your reactions. We'll talk about that as well here on the program today. Also, Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, will be joining us, and we are going to talk about the United States Open coming to the state of Wisconsin and the Midwest. First time ever in the state of Wisconsin, and that will be coming up in just a little bit. All that and more coming up, gym class for Wednesday here on KGYM. And from our studios here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it is gym class. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer. 3 o'clock hour. We're taking you through it right here on KGYM. 1600 AM, the main gym. 107.5 FM, the north gym in Cedar Rapids. And 106.3 FM in Iowa City and the surrounding areas. Welcome in here today. As we mentioned, Bob Herrig, ESPN senior golf writer, will join us coming up in just a little bit. NBA Finals coming up tonight for you, beginning at 7 o'clock. 8:30 tonight, 107.5 FM will break away for the Twins and the Mariners. But, Mark, good afternoon, and my goodness, we had to do an about-face today because about, well, less than an hour ago, about 40 minutes ago, the news came out. Barry Trammell, who we've had on before from the Oklahoman, broke the news. Bob Stoops resigning immediately, retiring, whatever, however you want to put it, at the University of Oklahoma. And, of course, that has far-reaching effects and far-reaching reach here, for lack of a better term, to Eastern Iowa. And very shocking news today, wasn't it?
Yeah, surprising at the least. One result is that Iowa's Kirk Ferentz is now the longest-tenured college football coach. And what that means is up to you in terms of interpretation. But Stoops, at age 56, is going to retire after 18 seasons at Oklahoma. He reportedly is meeting with the team as we speak. But this story was broken within the last hour. Bruce Feldman of CBS Sports, among others. And the word is that Stoops mainly wants to, quote-unquote, go on with life. And, you know, my first reaction was, much like my friend Todd Brommelkamp's on Twitter, is Stoops and his family healthy?
Right.
Because it is the first week of June. It's after spring practice. You're gearing towards fall drills. And all of a sudden, Stoops must have just decided that he's had enough. He's got plenty of money. He just bought his second house in Chicago.
Correct.
Apparently is his favorite city, as Todd has told me. But yeah, it comes on the heels of Thad Matta parting ways with Ohio State men's basketball within the last few days. That in itself, I thought, was maybe not as much of a stunner as Bob Stoops. But and of course, this is probably going to rekindle thoughts of when Iowa hired the successor to Hayden Fry.
Yeah.
And it was reportedly Stoops was a guy, but Stoops wanted to interview at Oklahoma. And
he was wine and dined. I remember a private jet coming in, which back in 1999 was pretty unheard of. Now it's kind of, you take it for granted.
Oklahoma hired Bob Stoops on December 1st of 1999, and Iowa the next day hired Kirk Ferentz. And I would argue that it turned out pretty well for both programs. There are others out there that would dispute that, but nevertheless, Stoops is on his way, and a successor has been named.
Yeah, Lincoln Riley is going to take over. He's the offensive coordinator, and at age 33, without any head coaching experience, he is going to step into one of the tumultuous hotbeds as far as expectations in the world of college football. I don't think I'm sugarcoating that any, am I, Mark? Because there was a positive spin on why Bob Stoops got the moniker Big Game Bobby, but there were also negative connotations to why he was called Big Game Bobby down in Norman. And much like some of the other jobs and college football towns around the country that expect year in and year out double-digit victories, and if you don't get it, you're going to be shown the door. That was the way it was at Oklahoma. And each time Bob Stoops got on that hot seat, seemed like he came up with an 11 or 12 win season. And the talk went away for 2 or 3 years. And then it would kind of come back every couple years until he had another good one. Want to hear what you have to say out there? 319-366-1600. You can reach us via the phone lines. Kyle's ready to take your phone call. Or you can reach out via the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. And again, that is 319-366-1600. Where is Bob Stoops going to go down as far as the rankings of college football coaches? Won a national championship. Won 8 Big 12 championships. 9? 8? I thought it was 8. 10? All right, 10. Sorry, I read that incorrectly. And a winning percentage close to 80%. Not too bad.
190 and 48.
That's not too bad. And still, like I said, a lot of people remember the ones that were left on the table, at least for the Oklahoma Sooners.
You're right. Oklahoma is one of those schools, one of those football programs where expectations are at the very highest in college football. And Stoops lasted 18 years. He is the only head coach in the BCS era to have won the Rose, Orange, Fiesta, and Sugar Bowls. He was 9-9 in bowl games. You know, that was some of the Big Game Bob stuff that you talked about. But how can you argue that the guy wasn't successful?
319-366-1600. Obviously, ties to both Iowa and Iowa State because was an assistant coach, played at the University of Iowa. Know if you're an Iowa fan, you know the legacy of all the Stoops brothers that went through from the state of Ohio, the story behind their father, even in passing with his father. And also, of course, if you're an Iowa State Cyclone fan out there, you had to go up against Bob Stoops year in and year out. When he was in Norman, when he would bring his Sooner teams to Ames, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. So far-reaching effects here to the state of Iowa as well out there.
Poll question at KGYMradio.com today is about Bob Stoops, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Will Bob Stoops be a head coach again, yes or no? And thanks, as always, to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, behind the Taco John's and next to Home Depot. I wouldn't rule it out, but just what Stoops is saying in the early stages of this story, the fact that he wants to get on with life, I'd be surprised if he comes back and coaches again. He's 56 once again. And sometimes when coaches step away for a couple years, the fires get rekindled and they get back into coaching. But at this early stage, it doesn't sound like Bob Stoops is really interested in doing much more than tending to his two houses in Chicago and, as he said, living life.
I could see him someday maybe being a television analyst or something like that. But we'll give you a statement coming up, at least a part of it, in just a little bit. Let's go to the phone and bring in Tom from Cedar Rapids, who wants to talk about and weigh in on Bob Stoops. Tom, good afternoon. How are you? Whoop, I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry, Tom. Tom, are you there?
Are you there?
Yep, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's all good. So I'm just wondering what you guys think is the over-under on the number of callers you get today that think that Bob Stoops is going to become the head coach at Iowa again. And I'm thinking that the number should be zero, but I bet I bet the number of callers you get is a lot greater than that.
Yeah.
I would go over on the zero.
I would go over on it as well. I've already seen it on social networking a little bit. Tom, thank you for the call. It's not going to happen. And I think once and for all, that rumor can be put to bed.
319-366-1600, the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. If you'd like to learn more, go to jkainvest.com. Already some comments on the story of the day. 3669. So is Ferentz going to get another extension from BARDA to celebrate his newfound position of the longest tenured division coach? Waiting for that contract to read Ferentz's coach till 2030.
No. Ferentz has signed his final contract.
$72.95, Bob Stoops could take Boren's position following the path Barry Alvarez took. That's athletic director position.
He is going to rumors are that he is going to stay on as somewhere in the hierarchy at Oklahoma. He has released a statement here, just a couple things here. And I asked you, curious about the timing of this, and he kind of relates to that here. I feel the timing, let's just start here. After 18 years at the University of Oklahoma, I've decided to step down as head football coach. I understand there's been some speculation about my health. My health was not the deciding factor in this decision, and I've had no incidents that would prevent me from coaching. Here's where you get to it. I feel the timing is perfect to hand over the reins. The program is in tremendous shape. We have outstanding players and coaches and are poised to make another run at the Big 12 and National Championship. We have new state-of-the-art facilities and a great start on next year's recruiting class. The time is now because Lincoln Riley will provide a seamless transition as new head coach, capitalizing on an excellent staff that is already in place and providing familiarity and confidence for our players. Now is simply the ideal time for me and our program to make this transition. That's everything you need to know right there.
Maybe the perfect text, 5731. Good for Bob. Sometimes you know when it's time.
And that's what he goes into. He has fulfilled his purpose here as the Oklahoma football coach. And like you guys were talking about, I got in the back end of your conversation here before we get to Dustin in Cedar Rapids, that it's a different animal now in college football than 1999. It is now 24/7, 365. Mm-hmm. You had time off as a football coach in 1999. Now there is immense pressure, whether it be camps, whether it be spring football, whether it be the season itself, whether it's recruiting season. There is no off time now. And I think the time of 65-year-old coaches, 70-year-old coaches, like the Joe Paternos, the Frank Beamers, and things like that, I think we have seen the end of that.
It's grueling.
It is.
And that's just looking from the outside in.
And that's before you get into people commenting on how you're doing
right
after every play on Saturdays or whatnot. Let's go to Dustin at Cedar Rapids to comment on Bob. Hi, Dustin. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just wanted to say, you know, there's all these people always saying Iowa needs to hire Bob Stoops and blah, 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 blah. They need to get over it. It wasn't going to happen. It's not going to happen. Kirk Ferentz is our coach and will be for the time being.
Very well put, Dustin. Very well put. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that at 316.
$69.93. Bears head coach?
Is it easier now to be a pro football coach than a college football coach?
I don't think either one's real easy. It's just a matter of degree.
You get a little time off, though, if you're a pro football coach.
Right.
You don't if you're a college football coach.
1302, one thing I've heard about Bob Stoops is he requires all his assistants to take their kids to school and leave the office by 5. So I would believe he does this for his family.
Mm-hmm.
2134, goodbye Gary Barda. Hello, Bob Stoops. Barda's not laughing at that.
No. Oh, man. 319-366-1600 here at 17 past 3. We're going to talk to Bob Harry coming up in a little bit. We'll have more on Bob Stoops as well. And, you know, just and not to belabor the point or anything, but you hit it right on the head, Mark, and that is how history, both history itself and then history in sports or history in whatever field you want to look at can change so quickly just in a 24-hour period. I mean, you take a look at things. You know, what would have happened if Bob Stoops had become the Iowa football coach?
I don't think Iowa football would have been any more successful than it already has been since 1999.
I would tend to agree.
Tradition at Oklahoma is not even close to what the tradition is at Iowa. I should have said that in reverse. But to think Bob Stoops would have been a savior and brought Iowa a national championship is foolhardy in my mind.
I would tend to agree with that. Bob Stoops, a couple other things here. The Gazette's Doug Miles, who is an Oklahoma native and a big Oklahoma fan. He is tweeting out, Stoops, remember, his father passed away at age 54. And he will have his two twin boys are going to be seniors coming up this fall. Mm-hmm. So another timing. It's all about timing. He didn't mention his twin boys there, but good chance to see them play.
Well, we just heard about Phil Mickelson going to skip the U.S. Open golf tournament to attend his daughter's high school graduation.
Yep, oldest daughter.
And some people can't believe that.
Oh, I know, and still but writing about it.
You don't get those times back. I miss some of my kids' things, and I, right or wrong, I'm never going to get those times back, and perhaps that's part of Stoops' reasoning as well.
Same thing. Same thing. 319-366-1600. A couple more minutes here, and then we're going to get to Bob Herrig. We'll get back to Bob Stoops, and we're going to talk a lot about it on local programming here today. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn will be talking about that as well here. Should let you know, coming up again today, we've got four admission tickets, $30 in barbecue bucks to the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup. That'll be coming up June 22nd through the 25th. Live music, great barbecue coming up at the McGrath Amphitheater. And we'll give you an opportunity to pick that up today as well.
Real quick, just out from the University of Iowa football office, Kirk Ferentz has announced that kicker Mick Ellis and receiver Ronald Nash will continue their education at the University of Iowa, but will no longer be members of the football program. Also, linebacker Angelo Garbutt, I think announced previously, he's going to transfer.
Nash was... when you have the wide receiver situation that Iowa has now, Nash, speedster out of Sioux City, and I thought he might see the field a little bit this year. So obviously that's not going to take place out there. 320, let's get Tom from Solon in to talk about the Bobby Stoops news that came out today. Tom, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to disagree with the two of you. There's no question Bob Stoops would have done better. I'm not saying he would have won a national championship at Iowa, but he'd had a better overall record than Kirk Ferentz. What you guys have forgotten is even though Oklahoma has more tradition than Iowa does, the Oklahoma's football program, when Bob Stoops took over, was in far worse shape than Iowa. They had not been to a bowl game in 8 years, and I don't believe that season for like 3 or 4 years. Mm-hmm. And he turned it around in 2 years' time. Look at how long it took Kirk to turn it around. And, again, as far as coaching is concerned, I don't think there's any question. Bob Stoops would have been very successful if he was coaching at Podunk University because he's a heck of a coach, much greater motivator, and he would have had a stronger program in Iowa.
I'll say this, Tom, thanks for the call, and there's no right or wrong answer. I mean, we can't prove this, obviously.
No.
Both programs were not in good shape. You mentioned 8 straight years for a bowl. Iowa was coming off the lowest point of the 20 years that Hayden Fry was there. And
Fry left Ferentz nothing.
Except really ugly banana-striped uniforms.
Well, once again, Mark, stop and check on this, but the first year that Ferentz was there, they had 5 guys drafted off of Ferentz's first team in the NFL.
Okay.
So he did not leave Ferentz with nothing. There was talent there. He more talent than what everybody's talked about.
Okay.
5 guys on his first team that were drafted in the NFL.
Yeah. Hey, Tom, appreciate the
check
call.
It out.
Appreciate the call, buddy.
I will check it out, but that's not always the best barometer. That's 5 guys out of 85.
319-366-1600.
All right. Say they didn't have any talent.
Oh, no. Had a 1,000-yard rusher on that team. First one in Iowa football history back then. 323. We need to get to Bob Herrig. We'll come back. We'll talk more about Bob Stoops and his leaving the University of Oklahoma. All that coming up. It is Gym Class Wednesday edition right here on KGYM.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Friday is Star Wars night at the Colonels. The first 1,000 fans will receive a free Star Wars t-shirt, and fans can meet Star Wars characters on the concourse. The team will wear Star Wars jerseys that will be sold via silent auction to benefit autism awareness. Visit Colonels.com for game times and to order tickets.
Hey, hey, Colonels, let the good times roll. Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
At ABC Supply, their goal is to be the best company to work for in America. And right now, they have openings in Cedar Rapids. ABC Supply is hiring now for drivers. Come be a part of their great team at the nation's largest supplier of exterior building supplies. Their benefits are excellent, including health, dental, vision, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll enjoy paid vacations and holidays. And drivers, you'll be home every night. Ready to build your career at ABC Supply? Apply right now at abcsupply.com.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, our 4,000 ASC certified technicians have the state-of-the-art tools to keep your car running newer, longer. Because when your car is running right, so are you. Take advantage of the Bonus Savings Day summer event and get $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid June 8th through June 11th on any purchase. Exclusions may apply. In-store installation required. Maximum savings $100. $50 minimum purchase required for tiered offer. See store or driveafirestone.com for full details.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 325 here on the Gym Class, Wednesday edition here on KGYM. Keep those texts coming at 319-366-1600. Phone calls as well, as we will talk a little bit more about the resignation of Bob Stoops down in Norman as Oklahoma football coach. Todd Brommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. I'm going to be talking about that as well here today. It's the topic of our poll question as well, Mark, at KGYMradio.com, presented by Emil's Hideaway.
Will Bob Stoops be a head coach again? Simple yes or no.
Yep. Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. And as I mentioned, we'll talk more about that coming up here in just a little bit. But coming up next week, we wanted to hit this. By the way, Chris List scheduled to be on today with the Bob Stoops news coming out today. We're going to push Chris back a couple weeks, so if you had a fantasy baseball question, I apologize to you out there, but when something like this happens, you kind of have to juggle things a little bit. So we thank Chris for understanding with that. But we're going to talk golf here. Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, joining us here, and he's going to be in the Great Midwest coming up very soon, next week, as U.S. Open. The 117th playing of the U.S. Open will come to the state of Wisconsin for the first time, and Bob joining us here to preview it. And Bob, how you doing?
Very good. How are you guys today? Thank you.
Doing great. Doing great. We're looking forward to watching some good golf. I am, anyway. I can't wait to see Aaron Hills coming up next week.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are excited to see it. You know, it's that, you know, although it's the second time in 3 years, it's still kind of rare for the USGA to go to a brand new venue. You know, it's so much about the history. And so to go to a new one's kind of neat. And obviously what's been discussed about it, it's been a lot of, you know, interesting comments about, you know, just the piece of land that it's on and how vast it is. And we'll see how well it plays, but it should be really interesting.
What has been said, Bob, in terms of players talking or others?
Well, to be honest, not a whole lot of players have been there yet. That's the thing you see is, you know, just a handful have now. We've started to see a few more trickle there, but I saw where Jim Furyk said, you know, long, tough golf course, but he also acknowledged it was in great shape. Seems like it's got wide fairways and a lot of different options for tee placements, and you know, the setting is good. It's an incredible piece of property. Now it just sort of comes down to, you know, what's the weather going to be like? How do they set it up? And all these things are a mystery at this point.
Well, and that's the interesting thing about it. From what I have read about the setup, it sounds like it's going to be wider fairways than we're used to with the U.S. Open. But if you miss the fairway by, and Wesley Bryan, I think, posted a video on this, if you miss it by two steps, you are going to be in 2 foot tall fescue. So good luck with that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's, you know, the U.S. Open is known for the high rough. Not usually for the wide fairways, though. So we'll see how that plays in and how that helps. It sounds like they can put it at a lot of different lengths, too. I mean, the thing, the golf course can stretch, you know, to almost, you know, well over 7,000 yards. Almost 8,000 yards. And do they go to 6,800, 69? You know, do they move them up a few days? I think they've got a lot of options there. And that, too, will have an impact on how things go.
One of the things, and I know you you wrote on this even prior to the fact that he got in via a sectional, and that was Steve Stricker, the Midwest native, been at the John Deere Classic. We know him here in Eastern Iowa, and Wisconsin native from Madison, wanted to play in the U.S. Open, actually qualified. So he didn't have to get into the top 60 to make it, but that was his goal this year. How big is it for him? How big is that to have an ambassador like that around for the Open at Erin Hills?
Well, I think it's a great, you know, it's certainly a great accomplishment for him, you know, to go through qualifying after he's played several weeks in a row, you know, 36-hole qualifying Monday and actually led it. He was the medalist. It doesn't get you anything extra, but it's still kind of a nice coup. And, you know, he had asked for a special exemption from the USGA and was denied. And, you know, he was going to have a hard time getting in the top 60 in the world. He has since withdrawn from the Memphis tournament this week. But he was, he's like 84th in the world, and he pretty much would have had to have won to move into the top 60. So that was a big ask there. So to get in through qualifying, which is no easy task, is quite big. And, you know, it's an hour or so, hour and 15 minutes from his house. There's never been one, as you guys said, there's never been a U.S. Open in Wisconsin. And he is, I believe, the most prolific winner from the state of Wisconsin, 12 wins. It's kind of neat that he managed to get in there. And you know, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of eyes on him next week.
Last week, the news, Bob, as you know, was Phil Mickelson planning to withdraw from the U.S. Open because of his daughter's graduation, unless something unforeseen changed. I mean, we all know that the window is closing on Phil trying to get that elusive Open, but knowing Phil, as you know him, you've talked to him, how did you take the news?
Well, I mean, I was surprised just because it wasn't on my radar. I didn't realize that there was a conflict there. But, you know, obviously knowing him, and it's not a surprise that he would, you know, that he would give it up for you know, a family reason. It's hard to believe how time flies, but 4 years ago, he did the same thing sort of for the same daughter when she was graduating or getting out of eighth grade. Now, no, a lot of people don't associate graduation with eighth grade very much, but Phil was at Marion, and he went home to attend that and then flew back overnight and arrived at 4 in the morning and had like a 7:30 tea time, and he almost won that U.S. Open. So if he would do that, certainly when it's a high school graduation, it's no surprise. And it's just a shame that it has to be that day. I think, you know, if the timing were different, if it were Wednesday night, if it was Thursday night, he could pull it off. It happens to be at 10 in the morning Pacific time, and there's just no way around it. He can't do both. So good for him for taking the high road, but of course it's one less chance. He hasn't won in almost 4 years. I mean, it's going to be hard now, I think, you know, to think that he's going to get this thing done here as he's approaching 50 years old.
Let's get to the tournament itself, Bob. And Dustin Johnson, at least as far as Vegas is concerned, the early favorite. That's not a real big surprise anyway. Just taking a look at the course conditions, etc. You got to think it's going to be a course that the Bombers are going to love. So the long hitters are all kind of lining up as some of the favorites. Is that the way we should be looking at things for next week?
You know, I think that's probably the way you have to look at it. A long golf course, wide fairways, kind of favors a long hitter. Depending on how it's set up and the conditions, it might really go against a shorter hitter because their advantages are typically sort of taken away here. If the fairways are wide, then there's more user error for those long hitters, and they can sort of overcome some of the detriments that a straighter hitter has. So, if a guy who isn't that long can hit a lot of greens and give himself some chances, then I think that length isn't as big of a deal. But I think just from what we've heard, it seemingly sounds like, the advantage goes to the long hitter. I mean, it seems so obvious, but it's not always the case. I mean, at a tighter venue, a place that's shorter, the longer hitter is neutralized. His advantage is not as great because he might have to hit shorter clubs or he's not able to bomb it out there as far by. But I think we might see some of that at this tournament.
What form do you expect Rory McIlroy to be in, Bob?
Yeah, good question. I mean, it sounds like he's feeling fine and he was making sure that he didn't overdo it, which is smart. But it's kind of a little crazy that he didn't make sure he didn't overdo it a month ago when he was coming back after the Masters and after he'd gotten married. I think it's a lot to ask a guy to go try to win a major when he's only played once in roughly 2 months, one tournament. It's unfortunate. He's been injured twice this year, and it affected his preparation for the Masters. Maybe not as much. He did get three events in before the Masters, and then he plays just one more before the U.S. Open at a place that is unfamiliar to him. I'm afraid that might be too much to overcome, but I think he's taken the long view. There's a lot more golf to be played this year. There's two more majors. The U.S. Open, he's going to play the Irish Open. There's enough time for him to get ready for the Open at Royal Birkdale, and of course the PGA is at Quail Hollow where he won a PGA Tour event. So, probably it's good and smart that he didn't overdo it and jeopardize the rest of his season.
3:36, Bob Herrig, senior golf writer, ESPN.com, joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class, talking and previewing the U.S. Open. A lot of people from Eastern Iowa going to be headed up to Erin Hills. A lot of them Zach Johnson fans. And, boy, it'd be a great time for Zach to kind of turn things around as far as his 2017 is concerned. Looked like he was going to miss the cut again at Memorial, but then went crazy at the end, made it, played a little bit better over the weekend. So maybe he's got a little momentum headed off to Wisconsin for next week.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what you have to hope for. It has been a bit of a surprisingly just kind of so-so year for him. His only top 10 since the first tournament in Hawaii, since the Sony Open, he finished ninth at the match play, which isn't a stroke play event, and he missed the cut at the Masters, and he's fallen out of the top 50 in the world for the first time in 10 years. So, I'm really not sure what the deal is. I'm not sure if it's just not adjusted or gotten quite used to the new clubs. He's been playing the PXG irons, or if it's just one of those inevitable lulls in a person's career. I mean, certainly Zach is a young 40 or 41. It's not like age is an issue here, I don't think. So, usually I think majors are a great place for him. His game is very, very well suited to that style. But again, we'll have to see. You know, if his advantages are neutralized, Aaron Hills, and you know, frankly, he's probably just not been doing the things that we're used to him doing. He's not putting as well. He's not getting it up and down as much as he used to. And his wedge game hasn't been sharp enough to give him the opportunities that usually distance himself from others.
Of course, a lot of these spots, Bob, are taken through local and sectional qualifying. Is there a qualifier that has provided a pretty good storyline for you?
Well, you know, aside from Stricker, that's you know, and obviously there's a lot of named guys who get in because there's only so many exempt spots. I think it's kind of neat that Stuart Sink got in. He didn't even try to play in the U.S. Open last year because his wife was going through breast cancer treatment, and she's still battling that, but is able to travel, and he went to qualifying and got through. You know, so I kind of look at him as someone. You know, there are always, and you know, something will emerge next week, I'm sure, where, you know, there's a guy who you've never heard of who gets up on the leaderboard and has a pretty good backstory. You know, I always like to kind of, the ones that go to local and sectional, that's unusual to do that. You know, those are the ones that I sort of love to see how they do. It's been, I believe, 1969 was the last time that a player went through both local and sectional to win the U.S. Open. That was Orville Moody. And, you know, it's not even that often that sectional qualifiers win. Michael Campbell was a winner. He got through that qualifier in England in 2005 when he won. But, you know, of course, the old adage, you can't win if you don't play. And credit to those guys who went through it, because it is a huge inconvenience for these guys who play a regular tour schedule to have to sit there and try to play 36 holes on a Monday, either after the tournament or leading into the next one, is pretty tough.
Yeah, and that's why you see a lot of them, when they know they don't have a shot at it, a WD behind their names, because they just get off the golf course and when they see that they don't have a shot at things. Who do you like? Couple names, maybe off the radar a little bit before we let you go here.
Well, aside from the big names, you know, obviously Jordan Spieth, I think, you know, hasn't been playing all that great. I kind of like him, and Dustin, of course. And I wonder if Jason Day can get it back a little bit. He's not done all that well of late. I think it's very, very wide open again. I think that there are, because of the golf course and because of the unknowns, you know, is there somebody who goes there and has, you know, picked up some knowledge that others don't have, you know? I think it's really hard to pinpoint just because of all these unknowns. I think we kind of knew last year at Oakmont that, a top player was probably going to emerge. It's such a hard golf course, requires so many skills. We just don't know about this one. I Adam Scott is a name that I kind of keep thinking of. He hasn't done that much in so long. It's been a while since he's won, over a year. Yet he's just always sort of just on the cusp of breaking through again. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe he had a good week. It shouldn't be a surprise to anybody, but that's a name we haven't been talking about a lot lately.
Yeah. Well, Bob, hey, appreciate the time, as always, and best of luck to you and your staff and brethren up there to try to get to Aaron Hills, because it's kind of in the middle of nowhere.
You'll be there. You know how to get there.
I know how to get to the parking lot.
Yeah. Very good, guys. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it. Enjoy the week.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bob Herrick joining us from ESPN.com, senior golf writer.
Plenty more texts and comments coming in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line regarding the Bob Stoops resignation today and how, what it might have meant had he been hired at Iowa. I hate going down that road, but that's the direction that some of the listeners want to take.
You kind of knew it would be going down that road, but... At any rate, what we're going to do right now is going to head off to break. But as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to get those free admission passes and $30 of barbecue bucks to the Cedar Rapids Barbecue Roundup. And that is at the amphitheater, the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids. It'll be June 22nd, through June 25th. Live music, finger-licking barbecue, specialty nights, Thursday, country night, Friday, barbecue, and Buffett night, Saturday. That's Jimmy Buffett, by the way. Saturday, classic rock night, Sunday. That is family fun day. And you don't want to miss this tasty tradition along the Cedar River. And you can pick up free admission coupons. They are available at all 17 Cedar Rapids and Marion Hy-Vee food, convenience, and drug stores. We're going to take caller number 6 right now. Kyle will get your information at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Back with more on Bobby Stoops, and we'll let you know who our winner is after this.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Play the greens and save some green now at St. Andrews Golf Club. Monday through Friday before 1 and after 5, ride 18 holes for $23. Bring your juniors with you because kids 12 and under play free anytime Monday through Friday. And on weekday evenings, take in a relaxing 18 holes with a cart for just $23 too. Only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blair's Ferry Road, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. All items subject to sales tax, special prices for walk-ins only, not scheduled outings.
For a great shave at a great price, make the smarter choice. Join Dollar Shave Club. Use their executive razor with their Dr. Carver shave butter for a smooth, precise shave. And for a limited time, new members can get their first month of the executive razor with a tube of Dr. Carver shave butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. And you can only get this offer at dollarshaveclub.com/Jones. That's dollarshaveclub.com/Jones.
Too tight, too dated. What do I wear with this?
I'm telling you, honey. Trunk Club curates outfits based on your personal style and sends them right to our door.
So I don't have to stare at the closet every day and feel defeated?
Exactly. And Trunk Club is a Nordstrom company, so your stylist helps you find your perfect look and you get quality brands.
Oh, I like that.
Then stop staring and get back to doing what you love.
Golfing.
Antiquing.
Yeah, antiquing, right.
Love what you wear. Visit trunkclub.com/ESPN and we'll help you make sense of style.
Take Friday off and go watch the Cubs at Wrigley. Hop on a comfy Windstar motor coach at 7 a.m. in Cedar Rapids and get to Wrigleyville in plenty of time for the first pitch against the Rockies at 1:20. Enjoy a great game in the friendly confines and get back to see our round 11 that night. Lights short, go see the Cubs Friday. Game tickets and transportation included for just $150 per person. Call Marita Frazee at 319-804-8890 to reserve your spot now. See the Cubs play Friday. Call 319-804-8890.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertin and Stalker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
The Gym Class in the Gym. KGYM, Eastern Iowa Sports Talk Radio.
Back with you at 3:47 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. And we'll get our winner coming up here in just a moment. Thank you very much for letting us know about that. We do appreciate that. And Bob Stoops, that's been the big topic today, Mark. The big, big topic out there has been Mr. Stoops.
It has been indeed, and a lot of the responses on the text line while we were talking to Bob Herrick were in reaction to our last caller, Tom from Solon. Really good call, I thought. He was asserting, among other things, that Iowa would have been better off with Bob Stoops than Kirk Ferentz. In response to that, Let me get down here to 1545. Stoops at Iowa would have been a better recruiter for the high-profile positions, especially wide receiver.
But not as much for offensive line, though.
We'll get to that in a text here. 2134, five guys who left right away, and what's more, Oklahoma had a bad coach. They had great talent, just poor coaching. He was preceded, Stoops was preceded at Oklahoma by John Blake, who had three losing seasons after succeeding Howard Schnellenberger. 47-02, Iowa won a bowl game in Kirk's third year and then followed up with a BCS trip and a conference title. 42-95, it would have been very similar records with either one. Oklahoma had a lot more tradition and talent, and no matter what NFL players we may have had, Iowa was in really bad shape after Hayden's last couple years. Two Iowa players drafted after Kirk's first season, says 94-77, Austin Wheatley and Matt Bowen. 78-54, what the caller is talking about is the five players who were later developed by Kirk into NFL players. Gallery, Steinbach, and Nelson were tight ends or walk-ons. Woods and Betts were inherited. What the caller did not take into account is the player development and giving credit to Kirk. He just assumes they were going to be NFL players anyway.
All right. And again, no right or wrong answers to this. And I know you knew this was kind of going to go down this alley and down this parkway a little bit. Of course, Bob Stoops stepping down today as Oklahoma coach. By the way, Paul from Iowa City is our winner of the barbecue roundup tickets. Thank you for listening, Paul. We do appreciate that. And we kind of talked about, first thing that came to my mind is if we want to go down this road of Bob Stoops, if he would have been the Iowa coach, would he have stayed at Iowa all these years?
I think that's a really good point.
I don't think he would have. Ohio State changed coaches several times during that. And remember, Bob Stoops and his brothers all came from Youngstown, Ohio.
Had Stoops won a couple national titles, as some folks out there think he would have at Iowa. Maybe he would stay, but I think you make a really good point.
I don't know if he would have stayed. I don't know if he would have gone. Again, this is all pure speculation out there. The only thing we do know, he put together an incredible record at Oklahoma. Kind of and went through everything that every coach goes through at a big profile school like that. Some loved him. Some didn't love him out there.
1238 agrees with you. Stoops would have been here only 5 years and be gone.
Yeah, I tend to think that would be the case.
86-50, the only thing Stoops would have brought Iowa is higher-rated quarterbacks.
Well, and you take a look at Stoops' assistant coaching staff back at Oklahoma. Chuck Long.
Chuck Long.
Was on that staff. Name escapes me right now. Defensive guy, safety for Iowa.
Jay Norvell.
Thank you. So many parallels between Norman and Iowa City on those two staffs. And how things could have changed if Bob Stoops had been hired at Iowa. And if he left, does that put Chuck Long or Jay Norvell as the next coach in line in Iowa City? I know Todd did this a few weeks ago with a Major League Baseball draft, I think back in 2012. And how things could just change if history had just changed just a little bit, maybe a 12-hour window or period. I mean, I remember back to the 2 days, December 1st and December 2nd of 1999, Mark. You do as well.
Mm-hmm.
When Bob Stoops was hired in Norman, Kirk Ferentz was hired in Iowa City. Everybody had a conniption fit because Iowa got the wrong guy. And they didn't strike while the iron was hot. Oklahoma brought in the big jet, whisked him off to Norman, wooed him, and hired him that day. And Iowa, everyone's going, Kirk Ferentz? Worked out pretty well for both. Not saying it could have been better for either one. I'm not saying that. It has worked out very well for both schools.
Ferentz had to overcome a lot during his career because I remember having covered the team when Hayden Fry first hired him as offensive line coach. And everybody said, who? He's young? Didn't have that much experience. All he's done is develop NFL players year after year after year. Ryan from Walford. Ferentz is 135 and 92 over 18 years. Stoops was 190 and 48 over 18. And I think Ferentz lost 21 of those games over the first 2 years. Stoops had a better school to bring in superior athletes. Their coaching ability, in my opinion, is equal.
More panache with the... Even when Oklahoma was going through all those bad years with Blake, it was still Oklahoma. If you went to a 4 or 5-star prospect and you were talking and you were wearing, you know, Oklahoma colors as opposed to Iowa colors, who's going to get more attention? It's going to be Oklahoma. No matter if they were 3-8 the year prior to that and Iowa was 8-3 or, you know, whatever the case may be, it's still Oklahoma. It's still the running backs. It's still the wishbone. It's still Barry Switzer. It's still
Bud Wilkinson.
It's still all that tradition.
84-45 on the text line. Ferentz has been great for Iowa. I think Stoops could have been good, too. The only negative Ferentz is going to leave behind is a coach in waiting. Not a fan of coaches in waiting.
A few more minutes here if you'd like to chime in via the phone lines or the text line at 319-366-1600. Bob Stoops stepping down as Oklahoma football coach today, and more on this coming up during the Todd Rommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn here in just a little bit. But thank you for the interaction so far. It's been terrific.
Absolutely. Still plenty of opportunity to weigh in on the poll question at kgymradio.com. Will Bob Stoops be a head coach again? Yes or no? Right now, dominant, no. Thanks to Emo's Hideaway.
As a couple of houses in Chicago, including they just tweeted out a picture of one. Very nice, by the way. Very nice on the...
Just short of $3 million.
Yeah, that's all. That's all. He can afford that. But I think he's, like he said, he just wants to live life right now. And, you know, good for him. He's been through the ringer for 18 years. I can't fault him for stepping away and doing that.
I think let's end on this text, Scott. 6369. This Bob Stoops / Kirk Ferentz argument can go on forever.
Yep.
It's like you marry your wife and after 30 years you wonder what it would have been like if you were married to your other girlfriend. Who knows what would have happened? It could have been better or it could have been worse.
Very good.
Thank you, Dave.
Very, very good out there. My goodness. More on this coming up. A lot more on this coming up. Todd Rommelkamp show with Alex Kuhn. More on the Bob Stoops resignation down in Norman, Oklahoma. Lincoln Riley, 33-year-old offensive coordinator, is going to take over for the Sooner football program and should be very interesting. Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Texas now with Tom Herman. You got two big programs. And there's no doubt about it right now. The two premier programs in the Big 12 handed their keys over to young coaches now. So we'll see how that all plays out. Reminder, the gym is partnered with Fairfax State Savings Bank to bring you KGYM's Community MVP. If your organization has a charity or a fundraising event coming up, we want to help you get the word out. Submit your information to us here at kgymradio.com. And thanks to Fairfax State Savings Bank for helping us out with that. We do appreciate it.
John Cranton tomorrow. Remember, we'll revisit Chris Liss and fantasy baseball and football talk in a couple weeks.
Yes, we will. And Chris Liss will join us coming up. Or no, I beg your pardon. John Cranton will join us coming up tomorrow. Hey, we got game 3 of the NBA tonight. Cleveland must win, I think, against Golden State. We'll have it at 7 o'clock for you. We'll start off at all three frequencies. 1600 AM, 107.5, the North Gym, 106.3 FM, the South Gym. 8:30, the Twins will try not to surrender near 20 tonight against the Seattle Mariners, who are red hot right now.
Easter famine for the Twins.
Kind of has been as of the last week or so. But that'll be coming up at 8:30 tonight with the pregame from Safeco Field. And 9:05 with the first pitch for that one. Should be very entertaining. Thanks to everybody out there for the phone calls and for the interaction. It was good. It was really good today. For Mark Dukes, for Kyle Mann, our producer, Scott Unash, saying so long. Thanks for listening to the Gym Class, KGYM.
Right now through July 9th, get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible Firestone tires. Increase your reward to $100 when you make a qualifying tire purchase with your new or existing